Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, getting around is getting tough. When you live on a ranch, avoiding ice is pretty much out of the question.
Right, because it's all gravel and dirt, so in certain spots of the ranch that doesn't get very sunny, it stays pretty well iced over. There's certain areas that I have to walk over to get to certain barns, and I kind of just tread lightly and pray that I don't end up on my butt. But I do that every winter, pregnant or not.
Sarah's due with baby number two at the end of this month, and she's getting awkward. She's using two-year-old Rhett's stroller as a kind of walker, keeping her upright and moving forward. They're on the move in spite of the ice, inspecting the newborn babies that suddenly are everywhere.
So it's kind of our morning routine to go check on all the animals that have had the accidental babies, and then I like to go make sure everything is being well taken care of, even though it always is, and it's being taken care of better than if I could do it myself at this point. But I like to go get some animal snuggles in.
There's an explanation for the unplanned pregnancies, at least among the goats and sheep. Sarah's husband, Henry, does tons of buying and selling of stock year-round.
Yeah, so Henry bought some, unbeknownst to him, bred goats and ewes at a sale about 2 weeks ago. And he said he kind of had a feeling that they might be bred, and sure enough, they come home and start popping out babies. So, I mean, there's probably like 10 head of ewes out there and probably 10 goats or so, which, you know, is very small scale compared to when we are full-blown lambing and kidding. But for right now, it's a nice little barn surprise, and we have the space for it to happen, so it's okay to happen.
And then what about the calves? How did that happen?
The calves, I don't even know. I think that was the same situation. Henry's dad is at the sales every week, and if there's, you know, that sale barn special that goes through that nobody's bidding on because she looks like she's probably in labor while going through the sale ring, he'll buy her. And then she comes home and has a calf and more bang for your buck, right? So that's how we end up with a few of those.
There are some other scenarios for how you could end up by mistake with a cow that's pregnant.
A lot of times she might be a cull cow, like they don't want her for one reason or another. She's older or has a bad bag or something like that. And then maybe she did end up getting bred accidentally. I think that happens a lot. So they take her to the sale not knowing she's bred, or knowing she's bred and they might not have the infrastructure set up to calve them out. It takes some labor because if she's got issues, you've got to be able to put her in like some sort of chute or head catch to help her calve out. And if you are an 88-year-old man with, you know, your herd of 20 cows, you might not be able to do something like that. So better to go make her someone else's problem before she becomes your problem.
So far, so good. The lambs and kids are thriving in the barn, and the calves are doing just fine in a sheltered side pasture. Still, it's dicey at this time of year, especially on days like today.
You have to act quick, or if they take a turn for the worse, they usually don't turn back for the better. Like goats and sheep, when they're really young, if they're kind of humped up, like their back kind of arches, it kind of means that they haven't eaten and they're not feeling good, that you need to step in and do something pretty quickly, whether it's making them nurse their mom if they can, or getting them some supplemental milk with a bottle. Make sure that they look alert, not drowsy or shaking. If they look cold, then you need to get them under a heat lamp or something like that.
Next week, Sarah and Henry zip up to Helena to speak at a conference for young couples in agriculture.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.